consumers facing higher inflation pulled their spending back in December, and the nation's largest party store filed for bankruptcy protection. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 18th day of January, and coming to you once again from Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks for being here. In other news, the link between a lack of abortion access and economic hardships of women who live in restrictive states. Is there a link? Dollar General and a restraining order, we'll tell you all about that. We've got the Wall Street Report, and it was ugly today. And even though there are layoffs happening, LinkedIn has a report out there about the 25 fastest growing jobs in the U.S. And we'll share some. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're with us again today. And by the way, we are coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee. I was out walking around down, what is it, Broadway? I think that is where all the honky-tonks are and all the cool, retail stores. It is a constant change in Nashville, but some things, like Broadway, remain the same. Hey, if you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, we are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the Commerce Department released the retail sales report for December, and in a word, it was weak, dropped by 1.1%. And it was the largest monthly decline since December of 2021, and practically every category, except for building materials, groceries, and sporting goods, saw sales drop from the prior month. The final retail sales report for 2022 shows a muted finish to a holiday season that crept even further into October as retailers attempted to draw in shoppers earlier than the traditional November and December sales months. October was the last strong retail sales month of last year as discounting and slowing inflation prompted consumers to shop earlier. Large purchases were down in December, no doubt because many of those need to be financed, and with interest rates climbing, consumers are waiting out the Fed. The slowing of retail sales had an impact on the markets, and I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. Well, it's no party when you have to file for bankruptcy protection. CNN is reporting that the nation's largest party retailer, Party City, is doing just that. The party goods and Halloween specialty retail chain said in a regulatory filing that it had reached an agreement with debt holders to cut its $1.7 billion debt load. The company said it secured $150 million in financing that will allow it to keep its stores open and operations running. As of October, the company had 761 total Party City stores and 149 temporary Halloween City stores. In 2021, Party City had more than 16,000 employees. Party City has, for years, battled a competition for party goods and decorations, especially from big box chains and online retailers that sell a wider variety of merchandise. Target, in particular, has increased its party supplies and special events merchandise, and that is the demographic group that Party City once called their core customer. Meanwhile, competitor Spirit Halloween also cut into the company's sales. So how linked is the fact that women who live in states that limit abortion access also suffer greater economic insecurity? Well, a new study by the Economic Policy Institute makes the case that in the 26 states that have limited or banned abortion access, there are lower minimum wages, lower unionization levels, access to Medicaid, and lower unemployment benefits, as well as higher rates of incarceration than states with more lenient abortion policies. Then there is this. Raising the minimum wage is a powerful tool that's been known to have significant impact on closing racial income gaps. But nearly two-thirds of abortion-restrictive states have a $7.25 an hour minimum wage, the lowest legal hourly wage for most workers in the United States. The lack of access to abortion and the economic plight of women who live in those states, well, it sort of looks like a link. Dollar General has run afoul of the Ohio Attorney General, and the stores there have been hit or about to be hit with a restraining order. Cheapism is reporting that Dollar General has crossed the line in advertising one price on store shelves while charging another at the checkout. All this according to State Attorney General Dave Yost. Stores in Ohio are permitted a 2% error rate on overcharges under that state's law. All of that according to a release from the Ohio Attorney General's office. But the retailer has far exceeded the Buckeye State's limit, with inspectors in Butler County reporting pricing error rates from 16.7% to, get this, a whopping 88.2% at 20 different Dollar General stores. You know, you can't do that kind of stuff, and somebody, you would think, should have known that. Data from the manufacturing sector indicates that production at U.S. factories fell more than expected in December, and output in the prior month was weaker than previously thought, indicating that manufacturing was rapidly losing momentum as higher borrowing costs hurt demand for goods. Reuters is reporting that manufacturing output dropped 1.3% last month. Data for November was revised lower to show production at factories decreasing by 1.1% instead of the previously reported 0.6%. Economists polled by Reuters had forecast factory production would decline by just 0.3%. Output fell 0.5% on year-on-year basis in December. It decreased at 2.5% annualized rate in the fourth quarter. So what's going on with manufacturing? Higher interest rates are undercutting demand for goods, which are mostly bought on credit. The dollar's past appreciation and a softening in the global demand are also hurting manufacturing, which, by the way, accounts for 11.3% of the U.S. economy. In addition, spending is also shifting back to services. Well, it was an ugly day on Wall Street as stocks closed sharply lower after fresh economic data showed retail sales fell in December and investors worried about slowing growth. The Dow sank by 613 points to end the trade at 33,296, while the NASDAQ fell by 138 points to finish the day at 10,957, and the S&P 500 was off by 62 points to close at 3928. So what happened? As we reported earlier, sales at retailers in the U.S. slid 1.1% last month, a slightly bigger drop than economists polled by the Wall Street Journal were expecting. In other economic data, the Federal Reserve reported that U.S. industrial production fell, as we just reported, 1.3% in December. That was a steeper than expected decline and the biggest monthly drop in U.S. industrial production since September of 2021. Finally, there is this, and this has to do with jobs as some of the fastest growing jobs in the U.S. Now, true, there are layoffs in some sectors of the economy, but there are also some hot jobs out there. For example, head of revenue operations tops this year's U.S. LinkedIn jobs on the rise list. It's a data-backed ranking of the 25 fastest-growing job titles over the past 5 years. While the employment landscape does continue to evolve from skills-based hiring to hybrid work demand, the list provides insight into where long-term opportunity lies as professionals navigate uncertainty. There are roles pointing to a greater focus on the employee experience, such as the chief people officer and the employee experience manager. Data security and compliance are hot. That's data governance manager. And corporate sustainability. That would be some position called the sustainability analyst. If you want to see the full list of the 25 hot jobs, including even truck drivers, head on over to LinkedIn for the full report. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.